Welcome to Alphabet Flight, an encyclopedic Marvel journey where we go through the official handbook of the Marvel Universe and talk about the characters we know and love and have forgotten as well. My name's Perry, and with me, all the way from Haiti and a practicer of the dark arts themselves, it's Art. Did you yawn? Yeah, you yawned. Is it Hideout?
I know. I go by Doctor now.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that. Yeah. You went to med school in the hyperbolic time chamber, and
well, actually, the person we're talking about is an actual doctor as well.
Well, yeah, so. I know. Don't actually me, okay? We just started recording.
Not only do I go by doctor, I was also the Sorcerer Supreme for a little bit. So you know, okay. Put some respect.
All right, I get it. Golly. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm sorry it's been a while since I've been gone, but yeah, I am
Perry
back.
is a lying, manipulating, gaslighting person, and the only reason I let them back is because they have a blackmail on me.
I don't think that you even know what gaslighting means. I don't think gaslighting is even real. So that's that's a youth.
That's my favorite. Like my favorite is like gaslighting. Shut up, you're crazy. That's not you real. Don't
That's the best. That's the I hate that times infinity kind of argument. But it's so yeah, it's good. It's
like,
good stuff.
Oh
but,
man, I love it when someone does the thing that they say isn't real in the same sentence.
You don't understand anything, do you?
Yeah. Now. That being said, you're gonna see a new bingo card. We condensed quite a bit of things.
Yes. So if you want to play along with that, the link's in the description, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good to
it's
know.
First link.
So to kick things off this week, we are talking about Brother Voodoo, old Jericho Drum, who had their first appearance in Strange Tales. Number 169, Art, tell me something I don't know about Brother Voodoo, but say it in a really condescending way that makes me feel like I should have known it.
Obviously, if you were like a fan at all, you would know that when Doctor Strange stood down for a little bit as Sorcerer Supreme when he was like losing confidence, Brother Voodoo took up the Sorcerer Supreme. And I think at that point he was called Dr. Voodoo. And also his brother is with him all the time as a ghost. But you would know that if you read anything.
You're right. I would. But I'm actually a jock, so joke's on me, I guess.
Yep.
But Strange Tales 169 came out in September of 1973. Creators Dan Adkins was an inker, Gene Colan. Colon? I don't know. Was the artist?
Gene Colon.
Colon. Sure. The French pronunciation. Colorist was Glennis Oliver Wine. Letterer was John Costanza. John Romita did the cover. Lynn Wine was the writer, and Roy Thomas was the editor. What do you think about the cover for Strange Tales 169?
I think pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah, you have Brother Voodoo himself. In the middle, just standing tall with the with an apparition behind him. What's going on?
Who could that be?
Yeah,
we're gonna find out together.
Yeah, and he's being shot at by a bunch of I'm guessing gangsters.
I would think they might
or
be pirates.
Traffickers
or traffickers.
Something, I don't know, at this point. The Brother Voodoo is holding the scruff of the shirt of one of the people, and he's just like kind of surrounded by a cloud of Red and Kirby crackle, and the people who are shooting at him while being real scared. They're just like, ah,
and not aiming by any means.
Yeah, like well. if you're looking at the trajectory, just going by straight line trajectory, one would be shooting above his head. One might clip his arm, might. And then the other one is just shooting like off in the distance somewhere. Also, I do want to point out that the character box is not a character box. It's more of a character cloud. And
it's a good touch.
It's a really good touch. It's a good one.
Yeah.
And also there's a bunch of cover copy.
Yes. Would you like to read it?
Sure. The senses straggling superhero who died yet lives again. And fantastic first issue. And this is first thing. Fun fact, Doctor Strange was Strange Tales 110. So this one came out only a few years later.
Yeah.
5 years later.
Oh, how often was the book coming out?
I don't
out?
Know. It's either a couple of years or it's a 5 years.
Yeah. I would bet that it's probably like
it might have been a fortnightly comic or bi-weekly. Yeah.
If that's the case, then yeah, it would have been like 4 or 5 years after Doctor Strange first appeared.
Yeah. But yeah. So. But then I like it.
It's good. So, brother or doctor, Voodoo's real name, Jericho Drum, aliases Haungen Supreme, Lord of the Loa, He Who Has Died Twice, Voodoo Lord, Master of All Reptiles, the Voodooan, and the Spirit World. Interesting. Publicly known, occupation, Haungen, psychologist, licensed superhero, and former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. He's from Haiti, born in Port-au-Prince. Known relatives, Daniel, his brother, who is deceased, and Colette, his niece. Group affiliation, formerly S.H.I.E.L.D.'s Howling Commandos, and education, PhD in psychology, extensive voodoo training. And, as we already said, first appeared in Strange Tales number 169. So, the legacy of Brother Voodoo dates back to the 17th century when a former slave named Laurent gained the power of the Loa. Empowered by the voodoo god Legba, with assistance from the earth goddess Gaia, Laurent used a spell to bind the spirit of his dead brother Alexander, to his own soul, transforming him into the Lord of the Loa to oppose zombies. And boy, there's something really funny to me thinking about 1600s zombies.
Well, they're probably speaking about the origin of like zombies, like at all, which was not so much like the living dead. It was basically people who were enslaved, I guess is the right word, using like this powder that like drugged them and made them like highly suggestible and not able to really fight. But they're still able to move and whatnot.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
I could understand that point of view, but this is Marvel Comics, and I feel like they might have twisted it to be like, yeah, it's fighting zombies, actual zombies.
I think they're actually talking about like voodoo zombies or hoodoo zombies.
Could be.
So.
Anyway, allied with French freebooter Captain Tiger, Laurent's legend would grow over the centuries, inspiring later successors, many of whom were known as Brother Voodoo, and in early 18th century Brother Voodoo encountered the sorcerer Cagliostro.
Ooh.
In the modern era, Jericho Drum grew up in an environment immersed in the occult, while his brother Daniel embraced the local voodoo or voodooan legends. I bet it's Hoguan, isn't it? Not Hogo, whatever I said.
Yeah, you're like all over the place with the.
Yeah.
It's like Hogan.
I didn't take French. Anyway, Jericho rejected this as superstitious nonsense, and he eventually journeyed to the USA and became a prosperous psychologist. Several years after leaving Haiti, he was summoned back home to see his dying brother, who had been struck down by a Zobop, a false god, claiming to be the Dambala, a.k.a. Damayido, the snake spirit of voodoo lore. In reality, this Dambala was a... Oh my gosh. Josue Kulev, a man possessed by the demon spawn of the elder god Set, which was also named Damballa. Daniel asked his brother to study under Papa Jumbo, as he had done, and become the new Brother Voodoo, but Jericho gave in to his rage and confronted the Zobop, who nearly killed him. Papa Jumbo then tutored Jericho in the ancient ways of their people, culminating in a ritual that summoned forth the Loa, or spirit, of his brother Daniel, and bound it to Jericho. Confident that he had found a truly worthy heir in Jericho, Papa Jumbo allowed himself to die.
Yeah, did you know that
here we go.
This is actually a JoJo reference? He has a stand.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's not what? Actually.
What's happening here? My brain just broke for a second.
Like an invisible spirit.
Oh, yeah.
With him.
I have not seen a lot of JoJo, unfortunately. But
Because you're not an ally.
That's probably accurate.
Yep.
That's not true. I'm an ally. Come on. Golly. I leave for a couple weeks. I'm like, just character assassination over here. Anyway, Jericho then confronted the false Damballa and his council supreme, a union of leaders of dark cults across the globe. Jericho defeated him, tearing off the Wangle amulet that gave him his powers, causing the villain to be killed by his own serpents. The Zobop's former servant, Bambu, swore allegiance to Jericho, recognizing that he was truly Lord of the Loa. Brother Voodoo and Bambu took up residence in a mansion near Louisiana's French Quarter. Jericho was soon called back to Haiti to battle Baron Samedi, a criminal named for the Vodou god Sagbada, a.k.a. Baron Samedi, who had worked with Advanced Idea Mechanics, AIM, to create pseudo-zombies called Zuvembis. The majority of the Zuvembis were innocent men and women, stolen in the dead of night while paying respects to their loved ones in local cemeteries. Unlike the zombies, Zuvembis were not actually dead, and a device created by Samedi and AIM drained their minds, but not their souls. Samedi hoped to use the device on Brother Voodoo himself, making him the vanguard of the Zuvembi forces. In Jericho, however, summoned a lizard that chewed through the device's power cable. Way to go, Jericho.
But fun fact.
That the lizard died.
Probably. But did you know that squirrels, like one squirrel, if it chews through the right line, can take out the power for like multiple cities?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forget when this happened. It was like 5 years ago or something, but it was like a town in like Kansas. The power went out all of a sudden and nothing looked like it was bad. And then they found just like basically the ash in the shape of a squirrel on like the main power line.
Fantastic stuff. Through.
Yeah, it's so good. I love
it. Fantastic stuff. So Voodoo made short work of Samedi and restored the Zuvembis to their natural state. Soon after, Voodoo saved the life of Laura Lee Tate, the daughter of New Orleans Chief of Detectives Samuel Tate. Laura Lee had been targeted by worshippers of the Black Rooster, but Jericho's attempt to protect her drew the wrath of her father, who temporarily issued an arrest warrant for the hero. With the aid of Mama Limbo, who secretly hoped to ambush him, Brother Voodoo tracked down the missing girl and rescued her from the Black Talon, Desmond Drew, and the group's true leader, Mama Limbo herself. Ahungan,
the Switcheroo.
Switcheroo?
Switcheroo!
It's the old Switcheroo!
He's literally doing a Switcheroo right now.
He's literally doing a Switcheroo right now. I'm doing a Switcheroo. A Hungan named Dramabu later revived Papa Jumbo, using him as a zombie servant in a failed bid to destroy Brother Voodoo. Jericho's activities began to attract the notice of other heroes, and he soon found himself aiding them whenever Voodoo entered their lives, trailing a malevolent Loa named Moondog. Ooh. All these crazy names, and then we have Moondog.
Moondog! Oh!
I'm literally doing a switcheroo on the dog's name, and he's now Moondog. He goes to the moon. Jericho visited New York City and helped Spider-Man halt the attempted slaying of young actress Gail Paris. Brother Voodoo then traveled to Brazil to help vampire hunter Frank Drake overcome a trap laid for him by Dracula. Drake, who had been suffering through a prolonged period of self-doubt, drew inspiration from Jericho and rededicated himself to hunting Dracula after their encounter.
Damn.
That was a heck of a story that they just wrapped up there in no time.
That wow. is a, by the way, if you have the square, glosses over complicated concept.
There we go.
Yep.
I haven't been playing along. I need to do that real quick. Gods are gods related? Does this fall under that? Maybe? Yeah. AIM got mentioned. Yeah, I've got four squares so far. The free space, glosses over complicated concept, gods are gods related, and AIM.
If you have a Fantastic Four member, Spider-Man was a Fantastic Four member.
There we go.
Yeah,
I think I'm caught up. All right, good deal. Dracula, catching up. Art, cut this.
Months I'm going to just extend it. I'm going to do like a Paul stretch. make it 2 hours long.
My longest yeah boy ever. months later. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Anyway, months later, Jericho ate of the werewolf, Jack Russell. What is that name? Jack? Oh, because it's a dog.
Well, it's anyway. Also it's also Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
But and it's also empathetic. A dog's name.
So Werewolf and Jack Russell and his empathetic ally Topaz against the evil machinations of Dr. Glitter Knight. Dr. Glitter Knight.
Yeah, he's real evil.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's so
no,
evil.
He's misunderstood.
Yeah, like he's really evil because everyone keeps on laughing at his name just because his literal villain.
I have a new favorite villain. anyway, Jericho was able to ease Russell's tortured existence by temporarily sharing his brother Daniel's spirit with the werewolf. While Daniel inhabited Russell's body, Russell could control the werewolf's transformations and actions. After a harrowing battle with a zombie horde, the werewolf entered the so-called Black Egg, which housed Glitter Knight's power. Within the egg, Daniel lived once more and physically assisted the werewolf in defeating their mutual enemy. In the end, Daniel returned to his spirit state and once more occupied a spot within his brother's soul. Just going to make a little room for you right here in my soul, and you just go in the pocket, and good there. Aided by the Thing, who also Fantastic Four member, Jericho later uncovered a plot to kidnap prominent members of the black community. Entering a small African nation bordering Uganda, Jericho encountered the voodoo priest Wasuli, who had enslaved a vampire and transformed it into a form of zombie. Ooh. And now I'm just imagining Laszlo in What We Do in the Shadows go, form of zombie! this most recent season has been amazing, by the way. I don't know if you're caught up.
I'm not. I got behind like halfway through last season. It was before they actually turned the place into a gay bar. they were still in the process of making a club nightclub for vampires.
Right.
And like that's when I stopped. I've heard nothing but good things about this season of
It's incredible. The
Shadows. And I also heard nothing good but about the newest season of The Righteous Gemstone as well.
I have not gotten caught up on Righteous Gemstones yet, but I do love that show.
It's really good.
Wasuli was working with Dr. Kenji Obatu, who sought revenge against those who had wronged him. Jericho and the Thing defeated Obatu and Wasuli, rescuing several notable celebrities, including the Black Panther. It's a weird way to refer to the Black Panther.
Well, he is a celebrity.
I mean, I know, but that's not the first thing I think of when I think Black Panther. Anyway, Jericho later tried to increase his own power through his enemy, Damballa's Wangle, and was possessed by the set spawn Damballa. But Doctor Strange freed Jericho and re-imprisoned the demon within the Wangle. When the Grandmaster challenged Death to a contest of champions, Brother Voodoo found himself a part of the proceedings. He joined the hero Moon Knight against the Grand Boys. A terrorist who had been raising zombies in Haiti. Brother Voodoo was later ambushed in Haiti by agents of Dr. Friday, who used the zombie concombre potion to place Jericho in a mindless, tractable, zombie-like state, intending to use him as a pawn. Jericho escaped and fought off the drug with the help of Moon Knight, and the two brought down Friday and his alliance with Mobster Brutal. Earth's Sorcerer Supreme, Doctor Strange, secured Jericho's aid when Marie Laveau sought to revive the world's vampires. During this time, Bamboo sacrificed his life to save Morgana Blessing, and his spirit played an unwilling role in resurrecting the vampire Varney. Following this, Loreley spurned a desperately lonely Jericho, who had Daniel's spirit possess her so that she would love him. And finally, overcome with guilt, Jericho removed Daniel and Loreley left him. Seeking to regain his focus, Jericho wrote a book, Do You Voodoo, I Do, and went on a tour promoting it, sometimes resorting to publicity stunts, such as hiring an actress to play his alleged partner, Sister Voodoo, not to mention her son, Voodoo Child. For a time, Jericho abandoned the Brother Voodoo identity because he had given up on brotherhood, and Jericho investigated the zombie Nathaniel Nat Mayer, whom Ellery Snow was using to avenge Mayer's decades-old murder. Jericho also worked with Dracula's daughter Lilith, helping her control her raging bloodlust while hunting vampires and other undead beings. The duo fought alongside Ghost Rider Dan Ketch against the Scarecrow Ebenezer Lawton. And back in New Orleans, Jericho united with the vampire hunter Blade to defeat an alliance between Marie Laveau and Deacon Frost, and Jericho turned the true Damballa against Laveau.
Oh.
Whew. Jericho's old friend Bambi Arbogast called Voodoo in to help revive Iron Fist, who had spent his life force saving Luke Cage. Sensing a rift developing between the worlds of the living and the dead caused by the resurrection of Eric Killmonger, Jericho journeyed to the side of the Black Panther, sending Moon Knight into the realm of the dead to retrieve the Panther's spirit after he had been slain by Killmonger. This led Panther into conflict with Nightmare, but in the end, T'Challa was restored to life and Jericho returned home. By this time, Jericho had developed a sense of protectiveness about New Orleans, eagerly identifying himself as its local superhero. Jericho cautiously observed the plots involving the mystic Inficio Aquilis, nailed it, allegedly the first tarot card deck, and later helped the X-Men's Gambit against the zombie army raised by Antoinette Arcano. Jericho helped Gambit overcome his reluctance to fight a zombie version of an old friend, Dan Down, and later led Gambit in laying the zombies to rest. After turning down Great Lakes Avengers membership, Brother Voodoo aided Black Panther and a small group of heroes against a group of vampires in New Orleans before briefly being recruited into S.H.I.E.L.D.'s Howling Commandos unit, where he helped in the defeat of Merlin. Golly, this guy's done everything.
Which Merlin, though?
I'm assuming the Merlin.
That's, you need to narrow it down. There's three Merlins in the Marvel Universe.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Though he disagreed with the principles behind the recent passing of the USA Superhuman Registration Act, SHRA, Brother Voodoo registered himself as a practicing mystic and soon after attending the wedding of Black Panther and Storm, where he and Doctor Strange noticed a man possessed in attendance. After remaining in Wakanda to help discover the identity of the possessor, Brother Voodoo briefly and reluctantly aided Iron Man in his attempts to locate the anti-SHRA Avengers. Voodoo soon found himself confronted by Deadpool and Hydra agent Bob. Man, I love Bob, who hoped to restore their enemy T-Ray's soul to his body. Voodoo cast Deadpool into T-Ray's soul, where the two enemies battled until Deadpool was successful, allowing the soul to return to its body. As Deadpool, Bob, and the newly resurrected T-Ray left, Brother Voodoo reminded them that they should rise above their limitations. Jericho Drum remains an active defender of not only New Orleans, but the entire world. 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, brown eyes, brown and white hair. By tapping the power of the Loa, Brother Voodoo can create smoke, usually accompanied by voodoo drums.
Ooh.
He can control but not create flame, to which he is immune. He can command living things with lesser control over people and greatest control over animals such as snakes, dogs, birds, frogs, and alligators. Even plants will obey him to their limited ability. He can summon the spirit of his brother Daniel, boosting his own physical strength. He can also send Daniel forth to possess and control other bodies. Jericho has extensive mystical knowledge, especially regarding voodoo. He can speak to the Loa, asking favors, though he cannot command them. Brother Voodoo's medallion enhances his ability to tap into the Loa. In addition to using other voodoo-related items from time to time, Jericho frequently carries a lighter to supply himself with flame in combat. And now it's trivia time.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't ask me what I thought, you know.
Oh, what do you think of Brother
Voodoo? I think he's pretty cool.
He's pretty dope, man.
He's pretty cool. Him. Like, he's like,
I dig him.
I think he's like one of those like stealth candidates for like, for like what I'd like to before like the Moon Knight TV show came out. Moon Knight would have been in this category. Also like the Team Thunderbolts and whatnot. But like people who show up in a lot of cameos, and if you read the comics enough, you'd have to know a little bit, but like you would have never heard of them at all outside. Like important characters that in the Marvel comics that you have to actually read a lot of Marvel comics to know who they are, basically.
Yeah. I got you.
Like Wonder Man's like one of those. Like who the hell knows who Wonder Man is? But people who read like 80s comics with the Avengers in it, or West Coast Avengers. But like you're not gonna be your average person is not gonna be able to just pull that out, you know.
Sure.
But Brother Rudy's definitely one of those characters.
Absolutely.
And also they also draw him real hot all the time, so that's also helpful.
All right, but now it's trivia time.
Now it is. Okay, whatever.
Hey, did you remember anything I just told you about?
What were the names of the pseudo-zombies that were created by AIM and... I just lost the other half of that. Baron Samedi.
It's like Zoombies. It's like there's like Z-U-V something.
So yeah, you're super close. I'll give it to you. It's Zuvembies.
Zuvembies. Oh
yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'll give that one to you, and I will give you all a reason to support the show. That's well, because you've made it this far.
We have to talk about the bingo.
Oh yeah, I did not get a bingo.
Well, I like to go through the bingo thing because it's one of the things. Also, it's a good recap of the entry.
You're right. Well.
So, New York City, he went there, obviously. It's a free space a reason. Yeah. But Nose Magic, duh. I don't remember if he was part of a prophecy or destiny. I do not have that marked, but that's a possible spot.
It did not seem that there was a prophecy or destiny associated. It was just kind of lore.
Yeah,
a legend.
Seemingly dead. That was the beginning. He seemingly died in the beginning, basically. Detective, investigator / reporter. Now, this comes with a little bit of background knowledge, but Frank Drake was a private eye.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah, he was on the team with SHIELD. So that's government team, basically. Had an actual job / life. Well, has / had actual job / life outside of superpowers. A Fantastic Four member. A organization with a vague name. What does Council Supreme tell you? Nothing. Been part of multiple teams. Animal themed outfit / powers. There's like four people for that one. Former team superhero. Spider-Man, Mutant, Gambit, and Doctor Strange.
I have a lot, but none of them lead up to a bingo.
Lead up to a bingo either. I do not have a bingo. I just have a lot.
Glasses over complicated concept, animal themed outfit / powers, gods or gods related, Doctor Strange, another dimension, I would argue, for his brother being dead and, you know.
Realm of the Dead, I would.
Yeah. Fantastic Four member, Avengers, Mutant, and AIM. So
yeah,
many spots, but none of them leading to success or a win. But that's okay because that's how it goes sometimes.
He's done a lot, though. Done a lot. I'm surprised he hasn't met up with like Thor or something for some reason. Oh my god! Now I'm just thinking, like, can he do stuff with like Asgardian souls? Oh, that'd be cool. Oh,
I'm sure.
Him in hell with one L. With all those souls around him? What?
Perfect.
Okay. Mwah. Now I'm thinking of just new things. Yeah.
Maybe you should write for Marvel.
Maybe I should. I have lots of ideas, and fans writing things never do bad things.
Never. Not even once.
No. Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to follow the show, you can do so at Alphabet Flight. If you want to check out all the characters that we have been talking about on every episode. That is where you can do so. You can also head to alphabetflight.tumblr.com. You can head to patreon.com/alphabetflight to support the show. It really does mean a lot for all of us. If you want to follow me, I am at PRaider1792 or at My Bourbon Pod if you want to listen to my other podcast, which is about bourbon and nerdy stuff as well. And I believe that does it for this installation of Alphabet Flight. And we will see you all real soon. But until then, may Conch you guide and protect you through all your nightly travels.
Good night.